season 4 of the award-winning team building exercise. And this time, the guys are covering escalation.
Hey guys, it's Chief Mamalunka, and welcome to the award-winning team building exercise. And in this episode, the wondrous coach, Jack, and Rob are going to be talking about the plague. And me and Coach have been hanging out for a while, and we're having a great time, and I hope you can have the same fun time with Coach as well.
And welcome to the award-winning team-building exercise. This is season 4, episode 3, the plague goo. We decided to do the plague. I think it was Jack's choice, and to disappoint Brian Novak, he chose the plague.
That was hurtful, and I apologize.
You're a bad, bad man.
Stick by your decision, man. You don't have to apologize for nothing. Never apologize.
Especially when you're wrong.
Right.
You just double down.
See, like, I'm never wrong because I know I'm wrong, therefore I'm right, so it's okay.
That's right. Even when I'm wrong, I'm right.
Right.
Yeah, so it's a plague. Jax, I would say you're one of your favorite factions, if not your favorite faction.
Yes.
So I think expect it's greatness from you.
You've never said that before, Rob.
It's true. You just have to assume it, but now I'm expecting it because this is the plague. This is the third fourth iteration of the plague we've done, so you better be good. Is it? No, I don't think we did. We haven't done every list 4 times, right? We've only done them like twice or 3 times. One for each book, I think, right? I'm so confused. I think we did regular outbreak but I think one of the seasons was all the extra stuff, so. I think. I don't know anymore. I don't remember this. I don't listen to this show. Said everyone.
Said everyone ever.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
and I'm Coach.
Oh yeah, Coach is here. Did we introduce ourselves? I don't even think
we
did.
No, we didn't. That's why I did that.
I thought I started to, and then we
did. If you guys are breaking protocol, you know I'm bringing us right back into it. I will not let that slide.
You're the taskmaster.
So I think the first year was just the book.
Yeah.
Then the second year was the elite list.
Yes, that's right.
Then the third year was outbreak.
Yeah.
And then the fourth one is escalation. I'm sorry.
Yep. And then next year is probably – well, there's no elite list anymore.
Shh. Working title for next year.
Well, there's no elite lists, yeah. Oh, well. We could just not do season 5. I think that's the answer. We're quitting this show, too.
Everybody – dude, I signed the contract, man. I'm still getting paid.
Yeah. You can't get blood from a stone.
Wait, what other show are you quitting?
I don't know. We don't do any other shows, so I guess we can't really quit any other shows.
Oh, Jesus. All right.
And I'm Jack.
Yeah. So this is the plague. Jack, please. I was trying to segue into you doing your list, but that got derailed. So.
Okay. Well, I will pick up your segue, and I will run with it.
You're supposed to ride on it. Jeez.
Professional. Such a professional. It's a pleasure to work with you guys. I swear to God.
This is why we're award winning.
It's true.
Bet your ass.
Okay, so to begin with, for my general, I chose the 3A general for 16 points.
Woo! Well, you kind of ruined the surprise when you said for your general.
I guess so.
I didn't think it was a surprise. I think it was Jack has a way with words. Go ahead, Jack. I see what you're putting. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
That's good. That's good. That's what I like to hear.
Yeah. For my general, I picked the general. I got you.
Do you like the new general with the Rob Halford hat?
Who, the one that's screaming for vengeance? Yeah, I like him better.
Than the, really?
The original was, he was pointing?
Yeah, he had the knife. Remember?
No.
He had the knife in the air, and he was like pointing with the knife.
A big cleaver over his head.
Yeah. He was the general? That was the general? Yeah.
Well, he was the general. Mine is goose stepping. He's got the running one. It just worked out that way. When you're putting together 400 plague, it's, it goes crazy, but, But, Jack, if you'd like, I can read the infection for you.
Yeah. I can dip back into why I chose them after nice.
I thought Jack was going to be like, no, please.
there is a protocol. So infection is when an army model is killed. You may use the army special result on your command dice to spread the infection and raise it again as a zombie. Swipe the dead enemy model for a pin zombie in the same cube. The zombie is marked as activated for this round. The original model is dead and the zombie is counted as part of the plague strike team.
Yep, I like it.
Yeah.
Jack, why did you choose the Stage 3A General?
For his pretty paltry cost and recon 4. I like a good recon. Mm-hmm. Other than that, he's all right.
You don't like the infection? It's rare that it kind of works out that you have the dice and someone dies.
Mm.
But it is a kick in the teeth when you kill one of your guys dies and he stands up as a zombie. I've had that happen many a time.
It's worked out for me so well so many times. I can't diss it, but it's not why I chose him, and it's not why I would say rely on him. Like it's all right.
You know it's great. So like when you kill like a Teraton or something like a size 3, and then the infection spreads to him and he kind of like reduces himself to a size 1 zombie and then gets up. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I think you should get one zombie per size. So he just splits into many, many different zombies. What was that movie? Oh, The
Home
Gate.
Alone.
No, the gate.
Oh my God, Rob! I was just thinking it when the thing falls over.
Yeah,
and he breaks it to little pieces. Oh yeah, Rob! I was thinking the same movie. I swear to God,
we're on the same wavelength. It's good.
Yeah. Oh my God. With what's his name? When he was a kid,
Macaulay Culkin.
No, Stephen Dorff.
Oh yeah, that's right. It was Stephen Dorff.
Yeah. I swear to God, when the guy, remember the part he falls over and then the little things start running around.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. Anyways, Jack, now that we've shared a moment.
That was pretty good. No, that was monumentous. That was stupendous.
That was a moment and a made-up word. Okay, so.
Yeah, I think if I would have said it first and then Rob would have said it, they would have, because the people are going to think like, oh, Coach is just bullshit.
Not today.
But it's if it would have been the other way around, if I would have said it, Rob would have said, oh, yeah, oh, they really did have it the same way. I don't know, just thinking.
So, yeah, and Tactician 1, all right. Cheap piece, 16 points. That's all I care about.
It's a good thing he's 16 points because it's hard to make a list with play because they're so expensive.
I did find it hard because most everything costs about the same on all the levels. I don't know if this is something for the hate section or if this is just something I noticed, but everything, all the troops kind of cost the same without very, very little in the way of deviant. But anyways,
there's definitely levels of cost. It's either like 6, 16, or 80, you know, it's like,
right.
Exactly. So I gave him ammo too because I had 2 points left over, and though I don't want my general to have to resort to shooting at people,
he's the only other person who could have it.
No, I got some guys that. No, I gave them other. So I guess I can't.
Don't fall for it, Jack. He's trying to pull you in. He's trying to get your list before you get the list out. Don't worry about it. I got you, Jack.
Well, I just know it's pain because it's a plague list. It's hard to find anyone to put items on.
I think Jack doesn't want to get him into it because of that those awesome 6-5-5 across the board.
6-5-5 is pretty dope.
Yeah.
Well, it's not horrible. It's not good.
could be worse.
It definitely could be worse. So your troops. What are your troops?
My troops. I have 6 zombies.
Obviously.
Then I have
still going with that zombie horde.
6 isn't a horde.
They're so cheap. That's like the cost of a normal enforcer, so
that's yeah. That's just troop tax, my friend.
Yes.
Then I have three hellhounds.
Yeah. There you go.
More troop tax.
Yep. No, no, absolutely not. I disagree with that statement.
Absolutely. I put my foot down. The yeah. zombies, I was going to, under protest, accept, but no. Yeah.
But no, I will not have the good name of a hellhound besmirched by you, Rob. For shame.
Don't cut into that. And then I have one stage two leaper.
Oh, who also is a troop.
I would like to, you know, go in and why's, but they are just troops. They're functional. Mm-hmm. There's not much insight I can give. Sorry to the listeners. Fine young listeners who are wondering why I'm doing these things. Honestly, it's just a plague staple to fill up on the little griblies so that you can have some of the ones you want to play with.
Right.
Especially so, there's three A's and the three D's, both of them 6 points. That's so cheap.
Yeah. And trust me, I'm not going to ever say anything bad about the Plague Hound. Like that's, they're my boys. I've used them. Every list I make would have some in it.
And a large percentage of your army has zero VPs also.
Well, so far, but I haven't used a specialist yet. That's,
well, 6 of your people in your army, I don't know how many guys you're going to end up with, but 6 of them have zero VPs.
You know, if you want to go on the Wayback Machine, the Hellhound was, I think, almost unanimously one of our favorite units.
Oh, yeah.
In the game.
I believe so. I believe we have dedicated quite a bit of time talking about how they were.
I think they were one best troop, yeah.
One of them, definitely. Price, VPs, effectiveness, movement. You know, for 6 points, they're all around. They're really good. You can't go wrong with it. You know, when I'm doing teaching people how to use, you know, to play Dead Zone, and I'll give them a plague list, I'll put about 4 Hellhounds in there just for the hell of it. You know, and for 24 points, man, you can't go wrong. They just, you know, and if they die, it's one VP. That's it's not bad. Not bad at all.
Well, Jack is up to 12 things, and he hasn't even gotten to a specialist yet. And I think he's only at, like, 20 points, so.
Right.
Yeah, I've only spent 20 points. No, I've spent quite a bit more than that. But
I could probably tell you how much you spent if you
For the sake of comedy,
you picked
88
points so far out of your list, and you've got, like, 12 people already.
Wait, what do you got? You got 6 zombies, and then you got 3 hellhounds, right?
2A and a 3A general. It's 88 points right now.
Right, and that's so that's 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 models.
But that's so
the average of 11 points apiece.
Yeah.
That's half the army, and I'm still haven't got to my pros yet, so that seems reasonable.
Yeah, 40% of your army. That's pretty good.
Don't plague shame me. I'm being plague shamed right now.
No,
it's true.
No. We're
no.
We're,
it's true.
We're extorting the virtues of how much of a bargain the plague is.
And the best thing is Jack doesn't think this is a horde list.
Well, it really isn't. I wouldn't call it a specialist list. Like it's not a. Say a Forge Fathers, Forge Guard. You know, you get 4 models and Bob's your uncle. But so on to my specialists.
Yes,
I chose 1 Plague Swarm.
Nice.
I love them. This is one of the units that you choose for a reason. And they fight on 3+, agile, tough, beast, AP2,
size 2,
everything that everything the rest of your list is my list is missing so far for just being like griblies. The swarm kind of picks up on that, like it's got a little bit of everything, and it's a low profile model, but it's also good looking. I can't complain.
Yeah,
can't complain. When agile was better, the plague swarms were better, but I guess I can't complain then. I can't complain, and then I just immediately went and spun that into a complaint.
Backhanded compliment there.
And now it's funny because I know that Jack picked this, and he really does not care for the model.
That's true. That is true.
Well, he's heavily modified his that he likes it.
Yeah. But. Okay. Well, that's
mine has been altered to reflect my dislike of the rat portion and the snails with the.
Yeah, there's so much going on. You can't tell what's going on. I find that model.
But I like that because it kind of. I mean, if the rats were dogs, or like maybe some hellhounds in there mixed in, it would be like Carpenter's The Thing.
Yeah, more interesting. Yeah,
yeah, it would be like that. You know, it would make. I mean, in a way, it would make sense that because the hellhounds kind of didn't really make the transition, and they went another way. But you could always model that. You know, get a few plague hounds, cut some heads off, and get some Griblies in there. But then again, with the prevalence of the Veermen. Maybe this makes more sense now.
Actually, having,
Veermen, you know, having like Veermen who have the plague, you know, and then, you know, maybe the rats that are in the plague swarm were infected. They're infected. They're all together like that because they were a part of a tangle.
Yeah. And they lost their psychic abilities when they became plague.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
There you go. That's official backstory, people.
Like that?
Right from the
it's
rules.
It's canon now.
Yep.
Canon.
What's your next guy, Jack?
Oh, three A specialists. The 3A specialist is just the ghoul souped up. For 10 points, they're not great. Mm. Shoot 5, fight 6, save 5. I think of this. There's nothing special about these specialists. I guarantee. Mm. At most, you could say that they've got the move 2-3, so they're quick. They can get in the position, but for the it's hard to argue that they're great. But now with escalation adding hacker, these boys got it. So
you got some hacking in your list.
I got some hacking just in case.
So you went with the specialist naked. Not giving them anything.
I tried to weasel in some HMGs because I thought I've always been a fan, but I couldn't do it. But I did give them hollow sights so that they could at least, if they have to shoot, that they can do it with reasonable competency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're like half-ass snipers now.
Right.
Yeah, they're pretty piss-poor snipers.
So wait, you chose 3 of them.
Two.
Two of them.
Oh, you choose 2 of them. I'm sorry. With 2 holocytes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Two, like any more than that, I would think is a waste in this list. I didn't.
Well, you can't put any more holocytes on them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, the specialists 18 points at apiece. All.
18. They're 18. Yeah.
The specialists at all, I think 2 is possibly the max I would put in for.
But that's your first shooter other than your leader, I think, right? So. You need some shooting in this list, probably.
Yeah, that's true too. Yeah. Oh, for sure.
But Jack, you couldn't. I mean, like, giving him HMG would be another 4 points.
Couldn't do it. I tried.
Even if you took out one, one hollow sight, and you would have gave him 2 HMGs.
Out 2 dogs. You got enough troop tags.
Yeah.
Take
out dogs.
Take out 2 zombies. You get him both.
But Rob, it's not a horde list. Stop trying to influence him.
Stop horde shaming. Then I have 2 murder birds.
Murder birds
and boosters.
No bursters. Wait,
why are you taking them? I heard they were OP.
That's why I took them.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
19 points. That's expensive in the plague list, though.
Yeah.
And jeez. Honestly, Rob hit the nail on the head with I have no shooters, so I'm beholden to – I'm at the mercy of snipers. I'm at the mercy of a lot of opposition without a way to get onto gangplanks, without a way to get someplace fast. Like in a non-shooty army, you got to be able to reach out and touch someone, and I think the murder birds, 2 of them.
Because they got scout and flight, so – And tough.
Hopefully with my recon, I just thought that was going to be
way
the...
Way out, hide them somewhere so they can pop out and take out some other guys, you know?
Or at least try and put some pressure on right off.
Vertebrates are like guided missiles, really. They're not going to last long, but they're going to go kill something.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know what though? They're a one trick pony. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And 19 points, they're definitely worth it. But you know, you're going to give your opponent two VPs.
And they're size two and tough, so they got a little bit of lasting power. But
yeah,
still they're going to be targets. That's for sure.
But you think about it.
Say that.
You think about it too. They have a huge footprint because all of them are spread out. You know, I mean, the wings are akimbo, and they're hard to hide.
Jack bent all those wings in so they wrapped around themselves. He modeled for advantage.
Oh, so it's like if they flew up really high and they're coming down like dive bombing, they have the wings behind them.
Yeah,
Okay. Yeah.
Or, cool. Or he has them wrapped around like Nosferatu.
Nice. Oh yeah. All right. So I'm picking up what you're putting down, Jack.
Actually, it's quite the opposite. The smallest two swarms, the ones that you look like birds have all been, had just mid collision. Mm. I didn't even build those, but the
Me either. Mine are still in. They're still metal.
Well, no, Jack has a Strider statue. He plans to put them on, pooping all over the statue. So.
See, I was thinking about putting them on, just like cutting them all off and putting them on all the models, like, you know, on the back of an aberration or
just sitting on the shoulder of somebody.
Right. Yeah. And I was going to put a patch on the eye of my, stage one.
So you're like pirate plague.
Right. Arr, see?
That's pretty good.
You know?
Cut off some legs, put some peg legs.
Yeah. What the hell?
No, but the murder birds I have are the ones on the wall. It's taller than a Strider.
You have that one. Oh, I was okay. I was thinking of the other ones, the one on the box, and you know, the other big guys.
Yeah, the one on the box is like a big vulture with its wings out. They are not hideable. Like they, if you were gonna go for advantage, you'd use the little pile of one that looks like
you can push them all together pretty nicely. And
yeah, even they just look awful. There's no way.
What about the one you put the flight stand on? Like you stick the flight stand up his murder bird butt. That's another big one too.
Yep.
I think that he's one actually looks like bigger an eagle than,
and it it's got his wings spread out so far, and it's I love to paint all of those big ones. Just wasn't going to do the small ones.
How'd you paint them?
With my paintbrush.
I know, but in what particular style did you paint them? Did you base them on any bird or anything like that, or you just kind of just plagued them up?
The one on the box I made into a vulture because he's got a kind of vulture. The flight stand one, I think he looks like an eagle, I think.
Mm. Yeah.
And then the ones that are on the wall, I made them look like crows.
Okay.
I think Hellboy box set has those, what are they called? The birds in the Hellboy box set. They might be good for good murder birds.
Yeah. The ravens?
Yeah.
Yeah. I took all the ones, like you were saying, the vultures, and I made them all like turkey vultures with the turkey vulture coloring, because I thought those would be, if you think of a plague bird, I was thinking, you know, the turkey vultures are like, they don't even need the plague. We're volunteering. We're in.
Yeah, they're not even plagued up. They're just already eating carrion. And,
yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, we have turkey vultures around here, and they definitely will eat anything. So,
yeah. Who are the new guys? I don't know, but they're helping us out, so just leave them alone.
And they're ugly.
Yeah.
Like, in real life, they are an ugly, ugly bird.
Yeah. But when you know what? They are ugly, but over the summer, we went to a nature preserve. They had a few there, and they are tremendous. You never think they'd be that big.
Yeah, they're huge.
Yeah.
So, Jack, is that your list? Is there anything else?
I have one more model, and that is for 18 points, I took Dr. Simmons.
Whoa, there he is.
Who I didn't know. Her first name is Gail.
Yeah.
Yeah, we now know her first name.
She's cool. She was over last night. She's pretty cool. She brings a bunk cable.
See, when she came over here, I called her Gail the Snail, and I threw salt at her.
Mm, she doesn't like that.
No, she did not care for that at all.
Yeah, she was bitching about that last night.
No.
Yeah. So.
So that should be 200 points on the nose, with some.
You're just gonna gloss over why you took Dr. Simmons?
Oh.
Why would you take Dr. Simmons?
I was going to gloss over it because, honestly, I don't know really why.
Okay.
And here's my reasoning. She's shoot 6, fight 5, save 3. She moves. She's got tough and medic.
And tac 1.
Tac 1, okay.
So if your leader dies, you got some tactician.
Yeah.
Honestly, for 18 points, is she worth 2, you know... 2 plague dogs. I don't.
She's 3 plague. No,
three. Yeah, you know, 3 dogs, zombies. Like 3
plague dogs.
I can't say what she would be even with.
It's situational. You would use her when you need it. Where you think you would need her in the game. It's hard to predict what you need medic for, but you know.
And not even just the medic. Like she's another shooter, and she's
a distraction.
I guess so. Someone sees her trucking through the, what's he got planned with her? And the answer is
nothing.
Nothing. The plague is 18 points on a plague list is for fun and games. Like that, that's just throwing in cuz.
Yeah, by the end, you're just like, I don't know. I don't want to put anything else in here.
Like there's plenty of other things you could.
Can I put another 3 plague dogs in here? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Another leaper. Another.
Yeah, it could be a leaper and. You don't. Then you wouldn't have 2 points left over because you can't even get ammo on somebody because you already filled them up, everybody.
Mm. So, yeah. So that would be my list. 200 points on the nose.
Now, Jack, let me ask you. Knowing you, we've been doing this a long time. Was it easy for you? Were you okay with the fact that you actually had to add ammo to get to 200?
No, to go back to my previous discussion about the point cost, there was everything just of all the tiers seemed to have basically the same costs. It was really tough. And if the zombies were like 1 point cheaper or the plague dogs 1 point more expensive or I don't know, but I had to buy ammo and I don't care for that. That is me failing in my duties to get to 200 without doing so.
But you think about it, right? You were two points shy of 200. You talk about enforcers and Forge Fathers and Asterians. It's almost like, wow, I'm like, I can't add anything. I have to put in ammo. And then pick a few like unique and maybe change some weapons because it's not enough to put another person in, but it's enough to grab like 4 or 5 items. You know what I mean? So 2 points is not bad.
You're not 2 points away. You're usually, 5 points away.
Yeah. Or like 7 points away. You can't take another dude, but you can take a bunch of stuff.
Well, spoiler, I didn't have to put any items and I got perfectly 200. So,
we can make a list. Don't brag. I had a list. I had to change it. But yeah, all right. Tough guy.
Well, so then, I was just going to do the the segue to the break, if you don't mind, if you would allow me to.
Cut Rob off and go to the break. Let's go.
Oh.
Good, Jack.
Let's go to our musical interlude.
No, we do commercials.
Oh, Jesus.
Dreadpath Zone. Dreadpath Zone is a YouTube channel dedicated to the Warpath universe by Mantic Games. Dead Zone, Warpath, Firefight, Dreadball, and Star Saga Battle Reports, unboxings, how-tos, and much, much more. Full of banter, ridiculous dice rolls, and the love for the hobby. So go check out Dreadpath Zone on YouTube or Facebook, and remember, keep rolling eights.
All right, we're back with the plague. So that was Jack's list. He took 7,000 models, so we're ready to go. Let's see the way that the Taskmaster goes. I already know I have a feeling that I'm going to get an extra 5 cubes in my deployment zone. I'm just saying. I don't know. But I'm kind of thinking about it.
No, exact opposite. Mine's an elite list.
Ah, damn it. All right, go ahead.
I have 10 models, I think.
What?
Which is like elite list for the plague. That's like
Bare
minimum.
You mean 10 troops?
No. I'll start, and I'm going to take the Stage 3A General because he's cheap.
What?
And for my list to work, I had to get... It just worked out perfectly, luckily. And if he was 1 point more, this whole worst list wouldn't work. But also, him making the zombies is fun. Right. And that's about it.
So for your general, you chose a general.
Yeah, I had to choose the general.
The good joke, Jack. I like that.
I know.
And the recon 4+ is nice.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Then for troops, I took 4 3Ds. Dogs. Because dogs are cool.
Yes.
6 points each, can't complain. 2-3 movement, I love. So that's why I took them.
Yeah.
And then for my specialists.
Whoa, wait a minute. 4 troops?
Yep.
That's it?
Yep.
Are you sure?
Yes, I am sure.
Okay.
Because for my specialists, this is where my list started. Let's just say 3+ fight, 4+ survive, rampage, tough beasts.
Oh, no.
There you go.
I took 4 aberrations.
Nice.
Ooh.
I was like, I don't think I've ever seen 4 aberrations in a list. And I was like, well, what if the points work? And I was like, oh, 6 points for them. And then I wanted to take the guy who gets rid of Rampage. But he's 18 mm-hmm. points, and it didn't work. And I'm like, oh, that sucks. And I looked, hey, that other guy's 16 points, and it was exactly 200 points.
That's the dead zone gods just getting in line and not letting you have it.
Yeah. So I almost took the lieutenant. If I had 2 extra points, if we're playing 202 lists, it would be with the lieutenant to get rid of that rampage. But I don't even care if my aberrations rampage, because I'm probably going to spread the enough that whoever they're rampaging on isn't going to be them anyways, so... And my dogs are going to be far enough away from them.
Right.
So, yeah, this is a pure meat list.
Yeah, that's a no-soul list right there.
Yeah, so it's a, each aberration's 4 VPs, though. But they have saves on 4s, and they have tough, and they're size 4. That's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Because I was going to add, also, when I originally made the list, I was like, okay, I want to add, I looked at all the specialists, and I was like, murder birds, yeah, okay, they're good, but everybody's going to take those. And then I was like, Teratons. Yeah, Teratons, they're a reb thing. They're not a plague thing.
Mm.
And then I looked at all the specialists, the heroes. I didn't like any of those guys. And then I looked at Strider, and I remember how bad Striders are. I've played against Jack Striders enough to know that they suck. So I was like, okay, I want big things. I'll take aberrations. I love aberrations.
Right.
And then I was like, okay, I'll take 3. Wait a second. Can I get 4? And that's where it started.
So I'm surprised this list is. I'm surprised you didn't take the zombies, so, you know, like, screw the VPs.
The dogs for the speed. I think that's why I did it. Because, zombies, and they're also vulnerable, so I need some of this stuff to stay around to give something time. The dogs are going to go and tie up some people so the aberrations get a chance to run up. They're 1-2, which is nice, better than the Plague Lord, but...
Right.
But they're not the fastest things on the planet. That's Recon 4 Plus will help. I'll be scouting up a bunch of aberrations. So that'd be kind of fun.
Mm.
But that's it. That's a lot of beast, though. What if you need to pick up something?
Oh,
what if
this is just a kill list. There is no picking up. There's no interacting with anything.
Yeah, just smash. You know what?
Smash list, yeah.
We don't got to download anything. Just smash it.
That's right.
Smash it.
Yeah, there's objectives, but if you kill your whole enemy force, you win. So I just want to see someone... When you put down 4 aberrations, just to see their face. I don't even care how well they do, just to see someone's face when you put 4 aberrations on the board.
You know what usually a lot of people do? Do 3 and then maybe the Teraton.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah, 3 is kind of common, but 4, I didn't think it was possible on 200-point list.
Well, listen, after Star Saga, a lot of us have a plethora, or would I say a polypony of, of aberrations.
Yeah, I don't think we have 4, but we definitely have a few. I'm sure we could borrow some to make this list.
I think...
Maybe you do have 4, actually. I think I have 2, and I think you have at least 2, Raycheck?
I have 2, yeah.
Yeah, so I have 2, too, I think.
Yeah, I got 4.
Yeah, you do. You're right. It is because of Star Saga.
Because we got 2 at Star Saga, right?
Did we?
Yeah.
Was there 2 in there? Yeah.
Yeah, I think there was 2 in there.
Maybe. Or maybe what's it called? There was 2. With the Kickstarter.
With the Kickstarter. Yeah. And then, well, all right, so the Kickstarter, Plague, and then if you get a...
Plague
if you
Booster
get a,
or whatever it is.
A Booster, yeah, there's one in there, so yeah.
I think, yeah. I know we have, because I know, Jack, you have at least one that's standing upright.
Yes.
And then you have a regular one, too?
One that I painted to look as much like the Mantic ones as possible to test my abilitas.
There you go.
And I don't think there's another one.
I have one that I've painted like yours. I painted all green. And I think we had another one. Because I got one at Gen Con last year, I think. So there is another plague. I think I don't know if I painted it. I don't know. Anyways. Yeah. That's my list.
I like this. I do like this list a lot.
It is definitely a
beat stick right there, man.
Yeah. It's a one-trick pony, but it's a pretty funny one. Mm. And they are just magnets, though.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's just standing up, whipping it out, laying it on the table, and saying, what are you going to do? Like, to be graphic, to be wholly unpleasant in the visual aspect of the...
Yeah.
Right.
You are wholly unpleasant, Jack.
You just take them out, you whip them out, you throw it on the table, and say, what are you going to do with this?
Look at my spiky appendages.
Yeah.
Coach, please tell us that you did something that we didn't do.
Yeah, I don't know what you guys are thinking. But anyway.
We're never thinking anything. That's the point.
Yes, that's the perk. So let's do it. All right. Starting off with, for my general, I picked a lieutenant. All right. Moves on to 2/3/5s across the board. He's got the name of his splat is just like my metal band from the 80s. It's called Thirst for Blood. Spend an army special result on a command dice at the start of the stage 2A, 2B, or aberration models. Activation to gain +1 sprint speed and range F AP1 weapon, or increase the AP of a range F weapon by +1. So there you go. There is some AP for the rest of the round. In addition, the model will not need to test for rampage at the start of this activation. I like that a lot. And recon 5+. I know 4 is better, but 5's okay. You know,
it's better than 6.
I like this guy. He is actually you figure a lieutenant is a lower rank than a general, but he is 2 points more.
Because he's lower rank doesn't mean he's less, he's actually more useful. That plays up for it.
I think he's more better.
He is better if you're going to have a lot of rampage, that's for sure. And those, the ones that you're in that list, if you're having all those guys
I'm not saying, you don't know that I took stuff that has rampage, so, you know, and also I gave him ammo.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Just like Jack.
Yeah, but I'll tell you why.
Just like Jack.
Just like Jack. Oh, yeah. It's a very condescending. So anyway, for my troops, I took not one, but 2 Hellhounds.
Only 2?
I took 2. I just love them so much.
They are cute. Know?
Yeah, we already did it. Why the Hellhounds are great. And then rounding out the troops, I took 4 Leapers, 2 A's, which will take a liking to that splat.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, they changed to troops in Oopbreak, which I think was great.
Oh, is that what they changed to?
Yeah, and they also have Frenzy 1. So, you know, I like them. I like them all. I always like these guys. Armor 1, Frenzy 1. Fight on a 4. You know, that 4 fight is good. It's not a 3, but it's a 4. It's
still pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. So, you know, I always like those guys. So then we're going specialists. I took 2 bursters.
You actually took bursters, eh?
Yeah, I took 2. You know what? First off, I'm using the rule of Fike that I just love those models. Those are my favorite plague models. You know, when you're painting something, you're like, man, I wish I had another 10 to paint because it was so much fun to paint, you know, and I love doing the pustules and all that stuff. And they're great.
Jack, aren't they bubos?
They could be bubos.
Okay. Yeah. They could be. But did you put horns on them?
Horns?
Yeah. Didn't bubo have horns?
We're talking about from the plague.
The plague. You would get bubos of the groin and armpits.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about the one from Labyrinth.
Is his name Bubo?
Yeah.
Now I have to look up to see his name's Booba.
You guys, your nerd cred is getting lower every time I talk. So yeah, I always like to put them out there. They're only 1 VP. They're 11 points. Size 2 with armor 1. You know, they fight on a 4, but they survive on a 5. The Boom 4 is nice.
Was Booba the one that the character that Sting played?
No, Booba. Oh, it's that big guy with the horns. Yeah. That's his name, Booba?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Come on, guys.
The giant with the horns. It looked like a Bigfoot if the guy from Star Wars was a Yeti.
Yeah, I was Chewbacca.
No, the when Luke chopped his hand off, or his arm off.
Oh.
On Hoth.
No, I was looking at all the characters. I wasn't mesmerized like you guys of David Bowie's codpiece. So I was looking at that stuff. Yeah.
It's true.
You can't deny it, can you?
Deny it.
One of the more memorable things of the movie. So the Bursters have Boom 4, and I've thought that the Boom 4 would be good. You know, you are giving. If you want to set it off, you can give it your opponent. You give your opponent the VP, but they become bullet magnets because people don't want the Boom 4 in the cube with their dudes.
Yeah, you got to kill them before you get in hand to hand.
Yeah, but you know what? At a size 2, in a fight of 5, it's not terrible. It's not terrible. And then if you throw a splat on them, you know they can move, you know, three squares, and AP 1 at a size 2, it's not bad. It's you know. Not bad at all. So
no, if you can get them into hand to hand,
yeah. Oh yeah, because you're like, God, I don't want to kill it, but it's smashing me.
Right.
But you've got all the options at that point. You can,
especially if you get into a group where there's like 4 guys on you, you just boom and destroy them all.
Oh, you killed me. All right, here we go. Let's roll.
Yeah.
Boom 4. You know, it's like almost like a mortar with legs.
Yeah, that's right. A mortar that can punch you.
Right. So then, you know, since I've taken the Leapers and the Bursters, got to take an Aberration.
Yeah. I mean,
I'd be remiss not to take an Aberration with this, with the leader, with the lieutenant. So
when you're doing a theme, go for it.
What was that, Jack?
When you're going for a theme, you might as well go for it.
Yeah. So, you know, I Aberrations are great, man. They're just, they are such bullet magnets. They either burn out or fade away. There's no middle ground to them.
Yeah.
You know, they either die before they get across that. But, you know, by them dying, giving up 4 VPs is good, but it's bad. But that takes the emphasis off of something else. You know what I mean? So, Aberrations are great. Now, I was going to take a second one, but instead I went a different route. And what I did was I took Dr. Simmons.
Oh.
Because, you know, tough medic, tactician. I'm not sure if you guys know this, but the leaders in this, other than the stage 1, the leaders are kind of squishy.
Yeah.
So in order to not lose my TAC 1, for 18 points, getting a medic and on a 3 save and tough, she's pretty good. All right. And then, you know, I mean, all right, she got a shoot of 6, but I see her as a support character with her size, you know, with her TAC 1 and medic might work out. You know, I got some big things in here and, you know, maybe she can come up and heal them or whatnot. And then for my final choice in the matter, which, like I said, Simmons and this one took the Aberrations place with subject 901.
I saw the points left and I was like, oh, I know what he's putting in here.
Yeah.
I know Coach likes this guy.
Yeah, I like this guy a lot, man. So he moves on a 1-2. So, you know, he's not that quick. You know, you're gonna definitely have to throw a move dice on him. I don't know if you went in scout, but whatever. But I like him a lot. But you think about it, right? He's not a shooter, okay? He has TAC 1, so not only have I hedged my bets with Gale, but Subject 901 is there too. So, you know, I'd have to lose three, all three of them to lose my extra dice. And with this list, you know, I mean, having an extra command dice is spectacular, especially with a large amount of models like this. Fights on a four, survives on a four. It's got teeth and claws, range F, AP2. All right. So he's a little hefty, 24 points, 3 VPs, but still, you know, he's worth every point, all right? You know, fight a 4 with Frenzy 2, it's almost, I mean, unless you have a really dismal day and you've kicked a puppy in the morning, you're probably going to be all right with you know, fighting, you know? He is a size 2. He's got armor 1 and survivor 4, so he's going to be around. Does have rampage, but then again, you know, I don't really care about rampage. I'll be honest with you. So, you know,
it's one of those things. It can happen, yes, but statistically, you're probably pretty good unless you get wounded like first round and like it's a 5-round game.
Right,
you have to make 5 checks on them. I think you're safe.
Yeah, but this is gonna be something that like Gale could be close by and help him out. You
yeah,
know?
Is healing back up. Yeah,
yeah, because this guy's definitely worth saving. You know, he's a beast, man. And the fact that he is a beast in combat, he is not a beast as a keyword.
Yeah.
So he can pick up stuff and move stuff and whatever, even though he doesn't have a shoot stat. So, and that's my list. That's 200 points on the button. Unfortunately, I did have to take the ammo because when I took out the aberration, I had 2 points left over.
Mm.
So, you know, but it was all right. So that's my list. A bunch of guys. I try to make an all around list, and I tried to hamper myself and not put any smoke in the list.
Yeah.
You know,
I do notice that most of your guys, except for like 3 or 4, are size 2 or above.
Yeah.
You have a lot of tall guys, a lot of big guys.
Yeah. Well, we've been hitting the gym, man. Getting swole.
Swole.
And that does that does have an effect every time you enter combat. Every time you're adjusting for damage, it's not nothing to be sneezing at. That
oh yeah, just for sure. I love having larger size guys.
Yeah, because
it's so
dice.
Great. You get 2 damage on you. You're like, oh well, I'm still alive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or the opponent has a size 2 something, and then you know I'll have like the leaper jump in there. And he's like, all right, I get an extra dice. Well, no, I'm size 2, so you don't get the extra dice.
Yeah, you that know? Too, yeah. For combat, you know, that's great.
Yeah, it negates it, you know. And then, I mean, I was gonna take the bigger dogs, but, you know, we don't have size 2 dogs yet, so.
Yet? You know. Oh, is that a secret?
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, that, it like, they should look like the ones from Ghostbusters.
Yeah, like that, like Dozers, you know, his minions?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Gatekeeper and the Keymaster.
The Gatekeeper and the Keymaster, right. They were on the, you know, on the, what is it, the steps there and everything. So, yeah. You know. But yeah, that's my list. I'm 200 points. What do you think?
It's good. I like the size. That's yeah. That's a big list. Dr. Simmons, your leader.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What the? George. I thought this was going to be a Georgie-less episode. I was so excited.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about? I'm late?
It's over, actually. We're all done. We're just leaving now. Bye.
Whoa.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, no.
Damn it.
Georgie.
You.
We're going to have somebody else edit Georgie, because Georgie's...
This is ridiculous.
What's going on here?
Nobody told me the times. How am I late?
Georgie, have you been drinking? Let me smell your breath.
You know what, Jack? Next time I see you, I will breathe in your face.
Thank you.
It'd be the last we've ever heard of Jack.
I love the fact that there's layers to that joke that only 4 of us got.
You know, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about either. So anyways,
Well, George, you have anything pertinent to say, or are you just...
I don't know. I, I heard something. I heard a little rumor about Jack and something about the place that shall not be named, also known as Michigan.
A whole state? You can't mention a whole state.
It is they who shall not be named.
Okay. Oh, the Michigan. That. What are you talking about?
People in Michigan?
Jack?
Michiganders?
What's going on?
Jack, what'd you do?
Jack, are you cheating on Georgie? Is that what he's trying to say?
How would you... His hatred of a whole state that I still don't understand, how did that translate
into something? It's not the state that he hates. It's the people that you visited, I think, Jack. I think that's your problem, right, Georgie?
So, okay.
All right, can you explain this?
Jack. You're going to be with Michigan. With the Michigan guys. But Rob's going to be with us.
Okay.
Oh.
And I don't like talking about the state known as Michigan.
Wait a minute, but you love Rick Hall, though.
Well, I don't know.
No.
Not anymore?
Don't do that, Georgie. I don't know. Don't do it, Georgie.
He's starting to get on my nerves. Oh. I don't know anymore. All right.
Rick's going to be
taking Jack from me.
Oh. Rick is the new Jack. What are you talking about?
This is ridiculous.
Wait a minute. So I understand that the last Dead's on the podcast. Now, all right. So Jack's going to Michigan, but then so Jack was with Michigan, but then Rob was with New York.
Yeah,
obviously.
Rob here.
New York has good barbecue. That's why I like New York.
Yeah, hell yeah.
This is ridiculous.
That Michigan barbecue was really good.
Jack, you're not making it better.
I heard
that. No, that was really good.
New York.
What was it called? Like,
Jack, you're talking over me. Can you stop?
Yeah, get him, Boomer.
Yeah. Plus, New York's got Boomer. That's why I'm going to New York.
I heard Rob is coming to New York.
Get out of here, Boomer. This is my time. And you're late, too. You're late, too.
All right, George. You got to calm down, okay? This is getting ridiculous.
Hey, that's my line. I say that.
Yeah, I don't want to alarm you guys, but Chief Moalunka was in here at the beginning of the show. Oh, he killed. He had a good solid five. There was some improv. He did some crowd work. It was dynamite.
He's working the room.
Are you kidding me?
This is ridiculous. This is not going to stand. We're going to go kick his ass.
All right, let's go, Boomer. Come on. We're going to kick Chief Moalunka's ass.
That's how you get those two to work together. You did, Jack.
Wait. Catchphrase.
What?
Catchphrase.
What? What? I can't hear you. What's that? Oh, yeah, Excelsior.
So we'll take a break, and we'll be back for the things we didn't like about this list. How's that sound, guys?
Sounds fantastic.
Breaking protocol with the freaking goblins now, but I guess we'll do it.
Georgie swearing. I think we have to have Chief Momolunka record some things to make him stop swearing.
Yeah, I think so.
Hey, all right, enough already. Now on to the commercials. Hey, oh man, that was a good roll.
Hey Georgie, what are you watching?
Oh, I'm just watching a video on Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube.
What kind of videos are on their channel?
They have hobby videos, live streams, Dead Zone and Warpath battle reports, and tons of other great stuff.
Oh, cool. I have to check them out.
Remember, that's Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube, the hub for all things miniature wargaming.
So, Georgie, what's your favorite video on their channel?
I love them all so much. To pick just one, what do I know?
Oi, this is Boomer from the Elite Georgie List, and you're listening to Team Building Exercise. Love you, Rob.
And welcome back to Team Building Exercise, the award-winning Team Building Exercise. And, yes, I misspoke earlier.
Guys,
we were going to do a musical interlude. That was our old show.
Guys, Jack.
What?
I'm hiding from Georgie and Boomer.
Because Jack lied and said you're on the
Jack
show.
Jack, you didn't introduce him.
I don't know, but if I were you, I would go up in the attic, start a diary, and hope for the best.
Nah, you know what, Chief? I got your back now. Oh. This is my This is my man's right here.
Well, that's why he's my favorite person.
There you go. Jack, you know what, Jack? Me and the chief had a coming to Jesus the other day, and you know what? That's my man right now. What up, chief? How are you?
I'm doing
close to the mic, though, because you know you're soft-spoken.
I'm doing pretty good now.
All right. Good. Hey, listen. Grab this bat, and if they come near you, smack them in the head with it.
Okay, then I think that could work.
Just don't use the jump pack because it doesn't work. It's not good. It's not good.
Oh, okay.
All right, and you never run on a splat.
Okay.
But how you doing? You all right? You eat good? You eat good today?
I think I'm doing pretty good.
All right.
What's this now? Just get him!
All right, God. Take the bat.
I gotta go.
Watch your garbage can.
Chief monkey, get back here, chief motherfucker!
Well, that was that was an event. I just like the fact that Coach has a goblin beating bat next to his chair at all times.
You bet your ass I do. You gotta do it. The dog helps, but you know she's sometimes. I don't want to buy Boomer.
Yeah,
no, that stinks, God, no.
Yeah, that Stink 7 really sometimes. You know.
Oh, I thought it was something else you're implying.
Because then I gotta do the pomada juice, and then Georgie starts crying because he ain't got no pomadas.
That's true. So. Mm-hmm. The things we didn't take.
You know what? This is going to be hard, man.
Well, the very first thing, none of us...
Oh, man. What the hell's... What's going on with you guys?
I know. Nobody took a 1A.
Yeah.
He is slow. Aberration kind of replaces him, don't you think?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
I don't know.
All right. I'll tell you why. Let's analyze this. All right. So he's 4 points less, same amount of VPs, right? They both fight on threes. Okay, he's only AP1. The aberration's AP2, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Both have tough armor 2. Aberration only has armor 1. Yeah. Size 3.
Aberration like, size 4.
Right.
It's the speed for me. The 1-1 speed just kills him.
Yeah. Yeah. Too bad the mutation doesn't affect him. You know.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It doesn't give you any speed, anyways, though. But.
Well, no, it gives him the sprint +1, you know, +1 to sprint. I'm sorry, not mutation. I'm talking about the lieutenant.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but you wouldn't use that splat anyway. I'll digress. But yeah, the
yeah,
because his splat only gives you resilience 1, frenzy 1, AP or increased armor, which is very good.
Oh, they're all good, but it's just yeah. You want he's such a beast. You want him to get into a fight. By the time he gets into a fight, though, the fight's over.
Well,
you have to move dice on him every round, I guess.
Every round.
Yeah.
Definitely. And he doesn't shoot, so, you know. But yeah. once he gets into combat, he's phenomenal.
Yeah, and he's a beautiful, beautiful beast.
Yeah.
So, Jack, why didn't you take him?
You hit the nail right on the head. He's such a, like, he's got the AP1 talons. He's tough. He's fights on threes. He saves on fours. You're thinking, okay, I'm going to wreck house. And you're, you know, dead zone version 2 lasts 2-3 rounds tops. 2-3 rounds, he's just out of his deployment zone. He's not wrecking house. He's, you know, watching the world go by.
Yeah, you know, like you said, he's wrecking house, but that house is far away.
He would wreck it if he could get to said house.
Yeah.
You know what he'd be good for? The breakthrough.
Just plotting.
Yeah, just put him in the middle, and like when you see something coming up.
Oh,
like,
yeah, just run at him. Yeah. But even then, right, he's so slow that you could just run by him.
Yeah.
Like juke him out. Like.
Yeah, that's right. You just go, skip over a square and he can't get to you.
It's funny you say that. I took one. I did the hot water thing, and I modeled him like the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So you ain't joking me.
Yeah. So the same reason that Rob said it's almost painful to watch him
move
4 squares and not accomplish anything. Relying on his splats. His splats are all right, but
there should be an item that gives like an adrenaline shot that gives you speed and just. Fill everybody else with that to give to him as he goes.
Yeah.
Just keep popping it into him as he runs by.
Mm.
Yeah. So next thing is the 3A ghouls, regular ghouls. When you have so many good troops, why would you ever use a ghoul? There's too many other good things, right?
Yeah.
Especially the Leaper now.
But for 10 points, moving on to 2-3, I think that's where they're...
Yeah, that's nice, but I'd rather have the dog.
What's that?
I'd rather have the dog.
Yeah, that's true.
But this, he can shoot and he can pick up things and stuff. But
right.
But yeah, and then for another 6 points, you could just get a leaper. So it's a hard choice. Mm. And leaper's size 2, so
it's not really a hard choice.
No, not really, because nobody picked.
We all made it pretty easy.
Yeah, it was an easy choice. Yeah. Something Jack usually picks is the Plague Enforcer. Jack, you didn't pick a Plague Enforcer this time.
Yeah, you know what? And I don't know why there's no picture in the manual for him.
Me either. But we had one, and then we did. Now we don't have one.
Yeah. They got to have the mold still.
I bet you it's that Rob Berman guy's fault.
Probably.
Yep. Come on, Rob.
That guy. But you were saying, Jack?
Yeah, there's no picture for him, and I can honestly say I didn't even think about him until as a specialist. I would have thought, oh, he's probably a living legend.
Yeah, I think it's a little more common than that, but even so, he is 20 points, 2 VPs, so it's pretty expensive, and you have that experimental weapon, which isn't great. So
it's better. It's better now.
Yeah, has it been improved?
Yeah, yeah.
But shoots on. It's all 5s across the board, so that's not great either. Once again, there's better specialists.
Yeah,
I think, especially with the Living Legends now.
You're paying for the gun. Kind
of fills up his spot too.
But you're paying for the gun, the jump pack, and then the armor 1. That's the real. That's what the extra points are for. Is it worth another 10 points? Maybe not.
But for another 4 points, you can get a Plague Teraton, which once again, nobody picked. Usually we do pick a Teraton.
Yeah.
But it is kind of expensive. 24 points, 3 VPs. That's kind of a pricey little guy.
But they're good.
Yeah, size really 3, good. Armor 1, that's always nice.
Yeah. And the teleport, you get up close and personal with people.
The teleport has been nerfed slightly, but it's still pretty good.
Yeah, it's a long action now.
And it's a long action gives you what?
You get you teleport 3 squares.
3, yeah, just 3 now, right? Yeah.
Well, you think about it though. When you think about it, if you teleport or you sprint, it's the same difference. You know what I mean? Because everything is 2-3 here. He's a 1-2, but if you teleport, you go 3.
Yeah, but
it's a long action. It's a sprint.
Yeah, but you ignore all the
right
walls and stuff. That's right. Where he really shines. Just popping through walls and.
And then if you put a move dice on him, you're moving 4. So
yeah, that's pretty nice.
You know,
and
you
know, when one of these gets on top of you, it ruins your day. That's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. You know, he doesn't really have. He has knockback. You know, but that's it. But you know, he is only 24 points, but 3 VPs.
Yeah, so. He's kind of expensive for the plague list, and but he is nice. Like I say, the Reb one is a lot better.
Yeah, the thing is, too, they're very rare. I mean, like, I bought a bunch of plague stuff, and I only have 1.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, we probably, I think we might only have 2, yeah.
Yeah.
And honestly, of all the picks that we didn't take, this is one of the few I'm like, I don't understand why not, but.
Yeah, he could easily fit into a list, not too hard.
Yeah, it just, sometimes you don't, you know. You know, you have a seat, man. We're gonna take care of this. You're on the bench for now, but maybe next time.
Yeah, I'm sure you made in our other lists that we did for the plague. 3A weapons team. Nobody picked any weapons teams.
Rob, I was very surprised.
Yeah, and I don't like the plague weapon team compared to others.
I like the mortar, man. I do like the mortar.
Mortar's good, but what it ends up being like, what, 18 points or something like that?
Yeah, it's a little bit.
How much is the mortar?
12.
I think it's 24. All in.
Yeah, the mortar is another 12.
Oh, yeah, 12, yeah. Jeez, mortar is expensive, yeah.
But then again, indirect 4, so.
Yeah, it's pretty nice, but that's 24 points once again. Yeah, weapons teams are, they're dicey. What is this mortar's range anyways? Range 8, so it's got a good range on it still. Heavy, but at least it doesn't have long reload or anything.
Right, unless you get hit.
Unless you get hurt, yeah. But you just put him at the back of the board. He's range 8, so you just hide him in the corner.
Well, the beauty of that, too, is they're only a size 3, so you could throw, if you take Gale, she can go in there and help
just
him out.
Just sit there and heal, yeah.
Yeah.
But then you're looking at, 30?
Well, no. I'm saying if you're let's say you're taking the mortar team and you have Gale. So if I were to take a mortar team, I took Gale to take Gale, you know, not to just be with the mortar team.
Yeah.
That could be something, you know, one of the things she can heal. You know what I mean? Not pre-planning it, but you know, if they need the help, she can run along there and do it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, she wasn't purposely purchased for the team, but if it's in need and she happens to be in the area, good on you.
Yeah.
We didn't take Kish. Kish, she's 20 points, 2 VPs. She fights on 3s, which is nice. Right. She's got tough Rampage Frenzy. She moves 2-3, no armor. And her AP2 weapon with knockback, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
The model is fragile as fragile can be. It's pretty awesome, yeah, but yeah. That thing is holding on by one ankle metal. So we don't like taking it out of its protective coating at any time.
And the weapon itself, is the tiniest, frailest little scrap of metal. You're asking for trouble if you're.
Yeah, and well, she's super thin.
Yeah, you got to do what Chris Larson did. He clipped them off and then put like a rod through it.
Yeah,
and use that. That's what you got to do, man.
But even so, that ankle is. You got to put a box or something under her front foot so she has more points.
Imagine you paint her up. She's all nice. You got her on the board, and you get a ham hands guy in there, or some idiot slamming a dice cup or something, and you're watching it wobble. If anything happens, that thing's going over, and it's going to break.
Yeah.
Right.
And then the last thing we didn't take was a Plague Strider. I've explained why I don't like Plague Striders. They suck, but is there any other reason?
they're a little better now because – the reason you can, what's kind of cool is the base points is 30 and then you throw dual chain swords on them for another 10, and another VP, but you get an AP2 frenzy too with them.
Yeah, that's nice. And you could throw a smoke launcher on because it doesn't take up a spot, right?
Right, right. Yeah, you could take, one smoke launcher.
Yeah, for the fight, I guess. Yeah, you don't want to do ranged weapons with it, but for the fight, fight 4, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Armor and 3, size 4 is pretty good. Yeah.
But honestly, like, does the plague need another fighter?
Yeah,
like,
need another melee. Yeah, it's true.
It's a exercise in redundancy at this point to try and build to take a strider and try and build an aberration or build a teraton. Well, you already have one. Take the aberration.
Yeah, but the same cost as a aberration for 40 points.
Right.
One less VP, but it would have armor 3. But it would have the same frenzy and I think the same frenzy, right? Are they frenzy too on aberrations?
No,
they don't have any frenzy. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're tough, but this guy's got 3 armor, so yeah. Mm. Yeah, I guess it's a toss up if you want to do a melee plague strider or an aberration. It's whatever model you have at that point, I guess.
Yeah. But it is cool, and I mean like if you put the dual chainswords on them with a 4 fight, I mean, they shoot on a 6, so.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, they're shooting 6. That's what I've come across with Jack. He'll try to shoot at me and I'll be laughing at him. Plus, the range on the weapon is shorter than the. I think they might have fixed it, Jack. I think they did.
I believe they did.
Yeah. Hmm.
The Soul Flamer?
No, the Polaris cannon used to have different range than the Enforcer one.
Yeah, it's all the way around. It's range 10 AP4 now.
Yeah.
Because there was a time Rob saddled up with – and he starts wailing. And I'm like, Rob, I think you're wrong. You're one square away. He's like, oh, no, I'm good. And we countered. And he was adamant. Oh, yeah, I'm within range. I'm like, you can't be. Because
we were looking at the
range.
Same weapon, but it had 2 different stats. One was with the plague and one was Enforcer.
Yeah. I think with this book, it's kind of a clear slate, Everybody's, you pick up the gun, it has the same range, What about making him an Ajax,
Grab ram, so expensive.
Aggressive. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I think the only thing with him would, if you're going to take some shooting with the 6 shoot is the heavy burst laser.
Yeah. So you get the weight of fire 2 to help.
and the suppression.
Yeah, it's not bad. Yeah. That's everything we didn't take. Anybody have anything to complain about this list?
Too much variety?
I think my complaint is that it hasn't changed any since Outbreak.
Yeah.
What's changed since Outbreak? I don't think anything has it?
A few things.
Tweaks here and there, but not...
Yeah, Hacker.
Yeah.
The 3 Living Legends.
Yeah.
All the rest of the stuff is the same. The Plague Strider has a 5-up save now. You know, the dual chain swords with the AP 2 frenzy 2.
Yeah, that is a good, I never even noticed that. That is a good addition.
Yeah. Well, it was covered in the, extensive video on Family Gamers, but,
that was a long time ago. I can't remember last week.
Yeah. Shoulder rockets, smoke launchers, you know, and now also they have access to the Polaris Cannon, Grav Ram, Aggressor, Shield, and shoulder rockets, smoke launchers. So, you know, that was about the big changes.
A bit more variety and choice, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, the Plague have so much. You know, sometimes we make similar lists. This one was totally different.
The only thing I wish the Plague had was more shooting. They don't have much, like Jack put in those guys, if you put the fake snipers.
Right.
But that's about it. That's your only choice for shooting, really, in this whole list.
But then if you want shooting, go play Asterians.
Yeah, but, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
You know?
But even so, you want some shooting.
Well, there's some shooting in here, it's just not good.
Yeah. Well, I like variety, that's all.
Mm.
But other than that, it's
passable shooting.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what, though? I've gotten to the point where, like, you know, you get a 5-up shoot, and then that guy goes to work, and all of a sudden he starts killing stuff. You're like, what the hell am I killing stuff? Like, all right, you know, I'll take a shot at this guy. And then you end up killing him.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, or the old plague dog killing a strider. You know, what the hell's going on?
Oh, yeah. That's the beauty of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And especially with the zombies, with the horde ability, you can really add that up. They can take down large things when there's a bunch of them on it.
Yeah. Well, that the old Rob Harper list.
Well, zombies, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's just, one of those things. Still want to see someone try it in a tournament, but nobody's got the balls.
Yeah.
But as for the comment that not enough has changed, I think change for the sake of change is not a change for the just to say you've changed something is not admirable.
No.
I don't mean change. I mean adding stuff. I want more models, you know? You always want more stuff.
Well,
the Plague's got the most of everyone, I think.
I don't think anymore.
Not anymore. Yeah. I think the Veermen are up there.
Veermen, because they have a whole other faction. Plus, the Marauders have quite a bit. Yeah. Reds have quite a bit now.
Well, but let's go back. You know, it's all right. So, Subject 901 and the new Simmons. So those are new models. All right. The weapons team is new, right? But the last iteration, you know, the last not Outbreak, but let's talk when we got
Infestation.
Yes, the Kickstarter. With that, we got Bursters, right? We had Murder Birds, and also, I mean, you can consider. I don't know if you want to consider the Lieutenant a new model, but that's a new model. You know what I mean? It's he was made up of hearts from the new. The new
stage threes.
Yeah, the new stage threes. And I mean, the general was given a new look, an upgraded look. But, the lieutenant, see what I've been doing is, you know, the general is the general, but I use the old general as the lieutenant. I like that model for the lieutenant. You know what I mean?
I think what the real issue was that, there is no plague in Star Saga. So they never got a bunch of new stuff like Star Saga stuff, right?
Yeah. Well, they got aberration. You get an aberration.
Yeah.
But that's about it. Yeah, you're right. That's about it.
Where, like, the Veermen got a whole new faction, the Rebs got a whole new faction. Like, that's also because of Star Saga. So,
right.
Maybe in the future we'll get a Plague Star Saga expansion that'll add some more things to it.
Yeah.
A whole new faction.
Mm. Hopefully. Like, maybe some kind of sub faction or something. Yeah,
like,
you know?
I like the idea of all the new ones getting sub factions. That's kind of fun.
Right.
And, I think that's about it.
Okay.
Anything else to talk about?
Nope, I think that's it.
We covered all these guys. Go watch Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube.
Yeah,
it's coming out. It's the stuff.
Yeah, we got some new stuff coming out. We're working on a bunch of stuff. You know, we took a little time off over the summer recharge our batteries, but we're back.
And it's also football season, so you're always busy.
Yeah, this is the grind, baby.
And, Team Bear Exercise next month. It's my turn to choose.
Oh, wait.
Yes.
So, Rob, you are lucky because you have the choice of, okay, we've done the mercenaries, the Astarians, Enforcers, Forge Fathers, GCPDS, the Marauders, the Maison Labs, the Nameless, or the Rebs.
Well, we already know what I'm doing. I already told you last month what we're doing. Because Jack insulted poor Brian Novak, and I do have to have him as a co-host on another show, I have to keep him happy, so we're going to be doing the Rebs.
Oh, no.
What'd
you do to the Astarians, man? You should just, we could have did the bit all the way to the end of the season.
I'm not cruel like you two.
If you would have put a gun to my head and said, what's he going to say? Anything but Rebs. I thought for sure he was going to go.
No, for Brian. I already told you. I'm not going to make the poor boy cry. I'm a nice guy.
You should pick like the Nameless or something totally opposite.
God, why would I pick those guys?
Because they're awesome.
Go Rebs every time. Come on.
Really?
The Rebs.
Put a crowbar in your wallet and buy another box of stuff.
So we've done, this is the fourth one coming up, guys. We're a tenth of the way through all the factions now. And, it was nice to see that Georgie did show up eventually.
Yes.
Yeah, that was nice. Crew.
His As pay always. Will be docked for being late, but that's okay.
Yeah, I'll take care of that.
Yeah, I think
I'm glad my man showed up. The chief showed up.
Yeah, Mamalunka, he's everybody's favorite.
That's my boy.
We all enjoy him when he shows up.
Have you guys seen Chief Mamalunka?
Yeah. He's with your mother.
Over there.
All right, I'm going to go kick his ass.
Oh.
Yeah, Chief's going to have to record some stuff.
Poor Chief. So next time, Rebs, we'll be back. I've been Rob.
And I'm Jack.
Coach.
And thank you for coming on this journey with us.
Yep.
This is the end. Oh, wait. Wrong show.
Oh, you're hurting a lot of people's feelings.
Excelsior.
Chief Mamalunka.
Well, that's another show down the drain. What are you people listening to this garbage? I guess if you want the list that these people made, you can go to deadzonegame.podbean.com and you can see a YouTube version of the show on the Family Gamer 777 channel. Yeah, I wouldn't do either, but then again, what do I know?